This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not married to sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married to sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. And we are watching the president who has been speaking from the White House. He's going to be speaking on his economic numbers that they're celebrating today and also talking about the jobs report. But he did open it up and discuss a little bit about the shooting. And he gave the generalized sentimentalities that you would expect from your leader. And I think the rest of it he's reserving for later. Would you stop? Can I just introduce you first?
Digital, get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get this life, too, if you work hard to stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
Dogs. If you aren't watching the webcam... Whatever that dance Shame. Was that Ryan Wiggins was doing the other day.
It's the broken arms dance.
No.
Oh.
It was the one to...
One?
The shoulder one.
Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics.
Something.
Oh, yeah. That was really sharp movements dance.
It was really called something else.
Rob is...
That didn't have a name.
On the webcam, I have my own video screen. Katie has her own massive video screen. And then we have Ryan and Gabe and Rob all lined up on one. It's fantastic.
Yes.
The three amigos.
What do you have for us today?
They say we are birds of a feather.
You look very sharp over there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a nice blazer.
Enough about you. Let's keep talking about me. What do you think about me?
You look good.
Wow. All right. That's the show,
she
guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Katie looks like Danny Zuko today.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I got chills.
Hickey from Hickey. It's a Hallmark. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm losing control.
Hickey from Kinnicky.
God, that's a great song. Yeah, Hickey from Kinnicky. It sounds like a Hallmark card.
Yeah. You know what? Perfect.
I'll give you 5 cents for your ride and your chick. All right, we could really go on a tangent here. I love Grease.
Cyber
so
Monday.
Many tangents.
All right, let's start with movies then, since we're on that Grease kick.
Chris says Rob must have had the fermented eggnog.
cheers, Chris. Merry holidays.
All of them.
December is a huge month in movies and in film in general, but I think 2019 might be one of the best years in recent memory. A couple of films that have come out already that I want to talk about. Has anyone in the room seen The Irishman yet?
No.
Not yet.
Really?
I've heard about it.
But I heard the people who started watching it are still watching
it. Too long.
Too long. I'm not going
to. I think it's funny that people will start watching series of 14 episodes that are an hour long, and there's 7 series, and they're like, yeah, I watch that. And they're like, The Irishman is 3 hours plus long. And
too long.
Panic.
I'm one of those people.
Well, so there was a guy on the internet, and I forget his Twitter handle, so I'm not going to be able to give him the credit
at
to.
At Real Donald Trump.
At Real Donnie T. He basically broke the movie out. So for those of you not in the know, The Irishman is the story of Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters and how he went missing. It's a 3.5-hour movie with no intermission.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Would you recommend it?
Absolutely. It's fantastic, especially if you enjoy
the
mobs.
All had the time on our hands that you have.
If a movie comes out on Netflix, does it need an intermission?
Well, it didn't come out on Netflix originally. That was how it was supposed to be released. But
when did it come out?
It was released in theaters for a month, and then it's now exclusively on Netflix.
So this 3-hour, was it 3 hour and 40 minutes or something?
3:30
was in theaters?
In theaters with no intermission.
I did not know that.
I think our sister station KMLX, Mark Reardon, is on the Academy Awards, and he does a lot of the voting. He was actually in L.A. for the premiere and interviewed De Niro and talked about how Mark has a bladder the size of a pea and how he didn't think he was going to be making it through the film and whatnot. And De Niro talked about his old age. He goes, ah, I know those problems. It'll only get worse for you as you get older. So
great advice.
Fun, yeah, fun.
But there
more
was
than I knew about Mark Reardon when we started the show.
I knew a lot about Mark Reardon's bladder before I even came on this
We're
show.
We're not going to talk about it.
There's a way, though, Katie. You can break the movie out into four parts.
Katie, come back to us. Hey, hey, Zuko.
Nope.
Zuko, I like
Zuko. What do you guys want from me?
She's thinking about a whole bunch of stuff we talked about off air.
Anyway.
So break it out into four parts. They're basically 50-minute segments, if you will, and you can kind of watch it as a mini-series, and it's a lot easier of a way to consume that. So I'll send you that the image, and we can post it on the Facebook page,
sure.
Maybe, and we
Wonderful.
Can talk about ways that we can break that
What's
out.
What's your thought about when directors are like, I don't want you to watch my movie that way? And I'm like, I don't want to watch your movie at all now, jerk. Like, I don't understand why. I understand you make a cinematic event or a film or a series or whatever, and you have an intention with what you did. But just like anything else, like if I'm talking about something on this show and I don't like the way you react to it, that's my problem. That's not your problem. And it's my responsibility to constantly put something together here that I hope you come back and you spend, if you normally spend noon to noon, 12:25 with us, that maybe you'll stay till noon 45 with us and that you want more of what we do. But that's on me. That's not on you. So if you're going to pause the Netflix thing and read Zoom later, wouldn't you rather people do that than not watch it because they can't fit 3 hours and 30 minutes of their life
into
what
actually
you gave them?
So I think his comments kind of got misconstrued, and obviously when he was talking about, you know, Marvel and the superhero movies not being real cinema, I think he got a lot of bad PR for that. We have to remember that this is Scorsese's swan song to mobster movies, and they kind of talked about this. If you talk to kids today under the age of 15, they don't have an appreciation for what the mafia and the mob is. I think you probably talked to your parents' generations, and everybody would say, yeah, it was a real thing.
That's my complaint
it.
About this generation, too.
Yeah, they don't know about the
they
mob.
They don't know anything about the mob.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
They're terrible.
Right.
We should break their kneecaps.
We should. put a horse's head in their bed.
There you go.
Something like that. So I think it's a, you know,
learn today.
Those kind of movies aren't going to be made as much anymore because it's not culturally relevant as it used to be. And that's kind of how Scorsese really made his name was in the mobster mafia kind of movies. Yeah. So I think it was kind of a, you know, I don't care what you think type of thing. This is my going out party. This is one of my last films. And he's getting up there. It's going to be one of the last films that he ever does.
I can respect that. Yeah. And good for him for, if he's got himself to a position where he can do what he wants, that's the goal, right?
And I think initially why they wanted to go on Netflix was the ability to let people pause, use the restroom, go get more snacks, rewind a scene to catch up on some of the words that they might have missed or the themes that they might have missed. So yeah, it's a really good 3.5 hours. My brother and I, we were in Minnesota for Thanksgiving, and we started at 10:30 at night, carrying us all the way to 1:30 in the morning. It was a little late, but
Decisions.
Great film.
You kids.
There
you
are
kids.
Very few directors left, and especially younger directors, who kind of get carte blanche to do whatever they want.
Right.
Christopher Nolan is one of them.
Yes.
But there are very few others, and Scorsese is part of that generation of filmmakers that kind of got credit for just being filmmakers. Now you almost have to have an audience before the film is made.
Yeah.
So I appreciate guys like Scorsese saying, look, this is the way I made it. This is the way I would prefer you to watch it. He's 77. He's earned it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's one of the, to your point, Ryan, you know, the movies that are coming out here have kind of built that publicity up. So a couple of the big movies that are coming out, Richard Jewell, the story of the 1996 Olympic bombing. And he was a security guard, if you're unaware, that was essentially mislabeled as the terrorist that was doing the bombing. And so this is a Clint Eastwood film. But they've been talking about this movie for 3 months.
Who has also earned it.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's got that carte blanche, too.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, from the box office right now, the number one film has the worst ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. And so, Annie, I'm sorry, but Frozen 2 is...
We Disney over here, and I'm living my best life.
I've seen it twice.
Twice.
It's amazing.
So it's better than the 78% that Rotten Tomatoes is giving it.
It's an amazing movie. I was not a Frozen fan.
Okay.
Frozen 1. I felt as though Elsa was a very unlikable character. I know that it comes from like a historical tale where she's actually an evil queen, and they adapted it. They actually adapted it late in the ball game before they released it. But I felt like Frozen, the original Frozen, was not enough story to make me want Elsa to win.
Sure. Right.
And I always thought Anna was the more interesting and dynamic and likable character. But the movie is Elsa. And Frozen 2, I would even say, in some capacity, more for people who are not little kids, although my kids went and saw it with us twice as well and loved it. And the music is amazing. It's such a well-put-together film. This has a real arc to the story, and it is redeeming, and it is dynamic, and it makes, I think, every character that they included in this story has real value and something real, really tangible for the viewer to take away. So I would highly recommend you go see it. And I will add, too, that there's a play in Hollywood Studios and Disney World where it's a Frozen sing-along, and it was always off of the original Frozen, obviously. Josh Gad, who is the character who plays Olaf, the little snowman who likes warm hugs, he was in Disney World, and apparently he was in Hollywood Studios at the time, and so people were just, you know, going from one place to the other in Hollywood Studios, and he came out as Olaf and sang as Olaf to this crowd. Cool. Wouldn't that be the coolest thing ever, to be able to go there and have Kristen Bell walk out on the stage, and you would just be like, is this part of the real show?
It would. However, if Josh Gad walked out, I'd be like, oh, who's that guy?
Not when he opened his mouth, you wouldn't. Right. Not
it's
if
like,
you know
oh,
who
I get
Olaf
it.
Is.
Well,
I get
I've
it.
Seen parts of Frozen 1, so yeah. I think I would know.
If you were not, if you really liked, I've heard people who really loved the first one were not as high on the second one, but I've heard a lot of people who have since said Frozen 1 wasn't really their favorite and Frozen 2 blew them away. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend people of all ages go see it. I think you'll be wowed.
So that one, Knives Out, Ford versus Ferrari, and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers. My wife saw it and said it was fantastic. She
I
was
wanna see it.
Crying, talking about it coming home. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, let's talk about it later, maybe. Yeah. I don't want to watch the waterworks right now.
Take your filthy emotions out of my presence.
Man, speaking of which, I watched Requiem for a Dream the other night. Oh, my gosh. I want to watch something nice now, like Mr. Rogers.
Wait, was it your first time?
Yes, I've never seen the movie.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's a little dark. Yeah. A little dark.
Hallmark movie.
Yeah, right, yeah. This Christmas season.
It's a palate cleanser.
Right. It makes Christmas movies seem like, thank you, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear about all the missing children from last night that happened? Millions of children missing around the world?
No.
After last night, that was very scary. So you guys know what December 5th was, right? Yesterday?
No.
Happy Krampusnacht.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Krampusnacht. Are you familiar? Do you know who Krampus is?
Yes. Isn't it? I don't know of what area or part of the world that this is from. Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Yeah.
But it's like the scariest. It's the scarier version of Santa Claus, right? Steals children, eats them.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, that. I figured Gabe probably knew. You're so worldly. Would you like to tell the audience a little bit about who Krampus is?
No, I'm not that well versed in it.
He's
but
a scary looking dude,
basically,
right?
It's,
yeah, I think I know the picture. Now.
Yeah, and instead of getting coal, you get, you know, abducted and eaten.
Yes, and actually, part of the story is before the children get eaten, Krampus takes them to his coal mine, which is where all the coal for Santa comes from.
Puts them to
so
work.
If you're a really bad child, the story is that Krampus comes on December 5th Eve and kidnaps all the bad, naughty children.
Mm-hmm. Sorry if you're in Carline right now.
Yeah, so scary stuff. But no, we're all good. It's actually revitalizing. This happened hundreds of years ago in Germany, and they have actually a night where all the young men in the town go parading through the streets, kind of dressed up, and it's a pagan ritual to try to ward away evil spirits around the Christmas holiday to allow for, you know, good energy and whatnot around the Christmas season. And of course, it comes over here, gets Americanized, and, you know, they're going to come steal all your children and make them work in the coal mines.
Yeah, we make things cool. No, I'm just going to keep praying about baby
Get Jesus. Back to work!
You got to love those Germans, man.
Oh, yeah. Just crazy.
They got some awesome stuff going on.
That's awesome. Speaking of awesome stuff, South Dakota got a new little slogan. I don't think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I have this one on save.
South Dakota, we're real. Come visit us.
Great faces, great places. South Dakota, birthplace of yours truly, Vermilion.
Yeah?
Shout
nice.
Out Vermilion.
Nice.
They have an interesting way that they're going to tackle the meth epidemic up in North South Dakota. Have you seen this?
Their new
slogan is meth. We're on it. We
catchy.
Are on
wow.
it.
Did meth
catchy.
Need a slogan?
I didn't. Your opinion, right,
not
Mr.
As
bad Wiggins?
As South Dakota
what do you think about
one?
That? Yeah, did they need a slogan?
And if you were going to do meth, would you think about that and go, oh, but if they're on it? I might not want to be on it.
Yeah.
I'm second-guessing my choices.
Yeah.
You remember what Nebraska's slogan was? It was Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Literally, that's yeah,
slogan. Real. But that was for tourism.
They're not wrong.
Not drugs.
I know. But still, tourism? Honestly, it's not for everybody. It's like, you want to come here? You should reconsider.
No, that's a good point.
Goes nowhere else.
I don't know. But we're still talking about it, which is why it is, in fact, good marketing. Let's take a quick break. Rob Kramer's going to stick with us. You can watch us on our Facebook Live. Rob's going to dance. Ryan's going to move in weird ways. And you can see it all right here at Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. And Katie looks like Danny Zuko. Back in a second.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Anytime you can hear UB40 and George Michael in the same afternoon, that's a good afternoon, right?
Is this I Will Be Your Father figure?
Father figure.
I always sing this to my son.
You have to tell him.
it's the bedtime song.
How much of the song?
Hey, it's the bed. Bedtime. It's a bedtime song.
How much do you sing to him? The whole thing.
I will be your father. Yeah, I sing
just like the chorus, or do you just
no?
Go,
I do the whole thing. I do the whole thing. I have a karaoke version that we play on his little radio in his
room.
Does
your wife know this is happening?
Yeah,
she does now.
Yeah, she does now.
Hey, Katie, can you go get the other Katie on the phone? And see,
I'll go call her real quick.
I think we need to have a talk.
It's tough. There are nights where I'm just tired and I don't want to do it, and I just go through the first couple verses.
So you lazily sing George Michael's father figure to your son.
My son knows, okay, dad's got energy. We're going to have a good day tomorrow if I do the whole thing.
That's when you sing You Gotta Have Faith.
I do that.
That's their
wake-up song.
That's the encore.
I don't.
That's not a good night song. That's a wake-up song.
I don't know that George Michael really intended for your son to hear that from you.
You know what is my concern? George Michael's intentions.
He's
no Scorsese.
No longer with
right.
us.
He doesn't have carte blanche.
Careful
right.
of how you speak about him.
George Michael's dead? Did you just say that?
Isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he passed away a year and a half ago.
I was 100% confident of that until you asked that, and everybody looked at me like,
yeah he passed away.
Is he?
It's unfortunate. My dad was heartbroken.
Yeah, look what you've done to Katie's dad, Ryan.
Yeah,
my
he's
God.
Listening right
so
now.
So much disrespect.
He's texting me.
So much disrespect.
George Goodness. Michael. Man.
Eric Hayes on Facebook.
Oh, he died on Christmas.
Oh, no.
That's the worst
in 2016.
Ever. Oh, jeez. At least Krampus didn't
is
take
that
him.
The first time? Yeah, is yeah, that, did just, he hear that you were singing Father Figure to your son, and that's when it happened?
No, this is something that we started, oddly, December 26, 2016.
Eric Hayes says, do you know what that song is about?
Uh-oh.
I'm willing to hear what he thinks it's about. What does he think it's about?
He's going to have to comment. I would like to get back to Rob and get away from this.
I might want to stick on this segment for a little bit longer. It looks like I got, let Ryan breathe is
Katie,
what it says here.
Katie,
so.
Can you Google the lyrics and maybe you can read them? Maybe you can sing it to Ryan.
Yeah.
That would be
the meaning behind the song.
I will be your father figure. Put your tiny hand in mine.
Okay, yep. Anyways, so moving on. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the fried chicken sandwich feud that was
happening.
Well, introducing a new player into the arena.
Ooh.
One McDonald's is now in there. Now, one of you might be saying out there, oh, excuse me, I thought McDonald's already had a fried chicken sandwich.
That's me, Rob. I'm saying that.
Oh, Ryan. You know what? Let me tell you real quickly.
Put me in my place.
Yeah, well, it's okay. You are right. But they decided that they need to up their game a little bit. And by upping their game, what they have done is they've essentially stolen the recipe and the secret ingredients to Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, and they've made their own fried chicken sandwich.
I've noticed this, Rob.
Have you tried it?
I saw their billboards for their new chicken sandwich, and
I thought that
looks a lot like the other chicken sandwiches. They're trying to get market share.
Do you know what the billboards say? That it's chicken credible.
That's right.
I've seen that billboard.
And I thought, I think I know what you're doing, McDonald's.
And Chris,
are you telling me I'm right, Rob?
I'm telling you you're right. You know what else I'm telling you? Your conspiracy a couple of weeks ago about
like
the ice cream machine.
This is like a bad QVC
show. Right. Next, if you call within the next 20 minutes, you're going to get a free...
314-241-9797. You can have a shirt, but yes, it is actually Ryan's shirt. We don't have any shirts to give away, so we're going to give away the clothes that Ryan is wearing right now. And if you call right now to 314-241-9797, you can have both shirts he's wearing.
How much
and then
did you
I'll
say that shirt
leave.
Was? Only $19.95? I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to lose my mind. We are going to lose money on this deal. How can you do this?
We're going to shut the show down early because we're losing money by the minute.
There's a counter up on the webcam.
Are you telling me that samurai sword is only $300? We can't give away a samurai sword for $300. We're losing money on this.
These people don't even know what they're getting.
QVC Ryan is raging.
Oh, podcast idea. Ding.
QVC brought
Ryan.
To you by Where Do Babies Come From?
My podcast is brought to you by my other podcast.
I hate to break it to the people in the room, but people are actually calling us right now. We're not giving away Ryan shirts. We're not doing that.
He's got
sorry,
two.
Guys.
A note from the producer.
At least two that we can see.
We're not actually doing that.
This is the season of giving and perpetual hope. Katie, oh my God, sorry. You've really ruined a couple of people's days.
Chris wants to know if the shirt would be washed first. The answer is no.
No.
And you have to meet him in the parking lot so he can give it to you.
Meet me in the parking lot.
So meet me in the parking lot.
Hey, I just saw Ryan Wiggins outside in the parking garage taking his shirt off and just giving it to somebody. This is a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
And the person receiving it was not the guy I thought.
Viral video
right
there.
Wait a minute, you're not the guy that asked for this.
We don't need anybody to call in. There are plenty of people walking around this area that would love the shirt off your back.
Probably take the shirt off your back.
It wouldn't be bad at all. Taking the shirt off your back. Oh, great radio segue. Wiggins just popped up. I love announcing the segues because he loves when I do that. So,
as in he hates it.
There was a couple walking an Australian beach. Ding ding in Newcastle. Can I talk? Can I talk on my own show? My gosh.
She's an angry elf.
We'd like to come back to the Rob Kramer show, but producer Annie is having her own way today.
It's just ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a couple walking around the beach in New South Wales, Australia.
But did you die?
This couple almost did.
Very nearly.
What couple, happened? Not
funny. They're walking along the beach. Thanks, Katie.
Katie's what happened?
Tunnel vision, you and I.
What happened, Rob?
Let me tell you.
Look at Katie being a superior pro in the room. What happened, Rob?
So severe erosion on an severe erosion on an Australian beach has uncovered thousands of potentially hazardous spiky World War II tank traps.
That's not good.
Sweet.
So,
like the bear traps where you step on them and they clamp? Like in the cartoons?
Like anti-tank traps. So yeah, imagine something like that, but big enough to capture a tank as opposed to a bear.
Yep.
So
they're meant to mess up the tracks.
Our military expert here, Gabe, can you talk a little bit about that? So I want to give it to you real quickly. 8 feet of sand were washed away in an uncharacteristically large ocean swells, revealing, it was the worst erosion in 20 years, revealing all of these anti-tank defenses along the coastline in Australia.
How does that get overlooked? Like somebody said, let's put a bunch of huge traps that could kill many, many people on this beach. And then, war's over. Oh, good. Let's all go back home. Oh, wait. I'm forgetting something, though.
You can make
somewhere.
A mess, but only if you clean it up when you're finished. Is that your mentality here?
I think so.
Grandma?
Well, and so and to that point, did the people decide that they were just going to put the sand over all the traps, like sweeping the dust underneath the rug?
Well, I imagine that the waves would do that. I don't think
Oh, you're
people...
a scientist now, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe we should talk to the actual scientist and military
the rocket
guy
scientist
in the room.
Yeah. And
tell us about
guy
beach erosion,
room.
Please.
I do think on some... I do think on some level those tended to be, you know, partially, you know, buried. So they're kind of like mines.
Oh, okay.
So they're not intended to be just surface things.
Got it.
You know, so they probably forgot about them and then just constant...
You do know, Gabe, that deposits. You could start talking about scientific equation and we would all be like, yeah, that's exactly right. You could be saying anything in the world and we would be like, yeah, absolutely.
I do realize I wield outsized power.
Yes. Yes.
And it's kind of humbling.
Whenever you say your science things, I'm always like,
science things.
Yeah, that's right. Sounds, because what you did right there was you pretty much just said I was right and Rob was wrong, right?
I didn't even understand that, so I guess that's where I'm at right now, but now I'm feeling a little hurt.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Depends.
But how does that make you feel, Elizabeth Warren?
That was Hillary.
So sad!
She's loving the buttons, so I'm trying to set her up.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh my gosh. Did you guys talk about Biden?
Katie's
getting
over
called?
Here like, guys, the tracks. The tracks are here.
I'm like, there's just... 3 more minutes and then I'm potting them.
You're never going to pop me out. Did you guys talk about Joe Biden getting in the argument with the man a couple days ago?
Yeah, it was not good.
I didn't lose my temper. What I wanted to do was shut this down. You saw the reaction of all the people here. You saw the response. And it was... What did bother me is he wouldn't give the microphone back, and when he kind of pulled it away. And what I wanted to make clear to him was that that, you know, his, if he gets more out of control, this is not appropriate behavior at all.
Yeah, there was that man who was older and apparently was a little overweight.
They called him fat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't live a sedentary lifestyle. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And he challenged him to a push-up contest.
Yes.
Doing real well with the constituents there, Joe.
Yeah. At one point, he just goes, so fat. And then makes a point, and you're like, whoa, did you just call that guy fat, like capital F, like that's his name?
It's P-H-A-D.
Yeah, P-H, yeah, phonetically.
I'm sure that's what he was saying.
So it's spurned off onto the internet now that there's two viral trends going on. Dem push-ups is a hashtag, D-E-M push-ups.
Dem push-ups.
Kind of like Dem debates.
Do they get other people to do that for them, too?
Well, wow. See what you did there.
Oh,
a fast one. People are just doing really poor push-ups, or they're doing half of a push-up and saying, you know, the government should subsidize the other half of a push-up. That's pretty good.
I'm
and then
bet.
Other people are just doing, just a push-up challenge to see how many they can and are tagging Biden in it saying, can you beat what I've just done here?
Come in, man.
This tough guy act by Joe Biden is not working.
Truth over facts.
You have two options.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah. Is he now as entertaining to listen to as Trump?
Yes.
Like when he opens his mouth, are you not expecting something crazy to happen?
Yeah. Except for the fact that you did not think along the way, you did not think that Trump was senile.
Right. No.
The caricature of Biden has people going, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or, oh.
Oh.
But then, so exactly, I think we're
love
on the agreement
jumping
there.
On my lap.
Right, yeah. And,
but then the next iteration of the story is that he's this huge macho tough guy all of a sudden. When
years ago. It's, he's not. His teeth literally almost came out on the debate stage like a month ago. He was talking and he had to put them back into place.
Capture that sounder.
No, it's actually terrible. I never want to hear that again.
And then his eye exploded.
Well, he's 77 and he's challenging an 85-year-old to a push-up contest.
Come on, well, man. You got to pick the fights you can win.
I give him credit for that.
There used to be viral videos back in the early 2000s of bug fights. It was really popularized in Asia, and just putting two different kinds of insects into a cage and watching them fight to the death. I think it would be awesome if we were to do that with Biden and other old people.
I'm sure you do, Michael Vick.
Wow. Too soon?
There are actually videos of old guys fighting. It's called.
And I would tell a girlfriend you were so old.
Exactly. It's called World Star Hip Hop.
Yes, they're
I'm kidding. Don't look that up. Don't look that up.
You should look that up. They're great.
Yeah, now we're all wanting to look it up.
Actually,
yeah,
all the chicken wars that have been going on, World Star Hip Hop has been featured a number of times at Popeyes recently with all the fights been going on over the years.
That depresses me whenever I see people fighting over a Popeyes chicken sandwich. That is a depressing and new low.
Or a sale item at Walmart.
Gosh.
Yeah.
What's the item? It all depends.
Well, what's the alternative? And Katie, what's the alternative? You let somebody else get the chicken sandwich?
Yeah, you have two choices here.
Yeah. You know what? Hard decision.
Hi, I'm Ryan Wiggins. I got a chicken sandwich for you right now. If you call in the next 20 minutes, I got a chicken sandwich for you right now. Chicken sandwich for you. Yeah, I'm Ryan Wiggins.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
This song is not about your son. I'm going to need you to Google it, and then you're probably going to need
I did
moment.
Look up the lyrics, and I feel real bad.
As you should.
Why are you so shocked by this?
It's not what you thought it was.
No.
Still like George Michael. I just hope that it doesn't take me very long to not think about Ryan Wiggins when I hear this song. When we take a quick break, Tony Coloma's going to come join us. We're going to do an Annie, Are You Okay? Thank you for sticking with us this afternoon. Dave Glover's show is going to be here at 3, but we got a little bit more before that happens. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. Happy to be with you this Friday. And we just found out that Tony Colombo is, in fact, not going to be in studio. It's brand new information for us, which is going to be good because we threw Annie, Are You Okay? On Ryan.
Let's see
three
what
minutes
happens.
Ago. So I'm going to give you 2 more minutes to make sure that you're fully prepared to hit this one out of the park. And Katie, can you promote what the Glover Show is doing? Hardee's event.
Yes, they are going to be at Hardee's. I do not know the location.
Well, we'll find out.
Oops.
But we can find it. If you go on 971talk.com, I'm sure you guys will be able to see it on the Dave Glover Show page. But they are at Hardee's right now, and they will be broadcasting live.
So they are working very hard on making sure that they raise a lot of money and the ability to help feed people. And it's an amazing thing that they do. They had a huge amount of success last year doing this, and they are hoping to have even bigger success this year. So it is at the one on Butler Hill Road
here in St. Louis, and I'm reading this right now to you for the first time. But it's Operation Food Search that is helping them do it. You can go get the beanie. They've got these cool stocking hats that are Glover Show stocking hats, caps, and you can make a donation, and you can go see them. So it is 4321 Butler Hill Road is where the Glover Show is, and also is where Tony is. So now that we know that, Ryan.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Party sounds delicious right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go get some sliders. That's when the Glover Show starts talking about those sliders, I always find myself moving towards.
Am I under the wrong impression that Hardee's now has donuts too? Has anybody else seen this?
Mm-mm. Well, let me do that research now.
Okay. Well, I'll give you your first Annie. You're okay.
Okay.
While you're not listening to me and looking up.
You're okay, Annie.
All right, and she's okay with that one.
Okay,
so moving on.
We said, we put this together 2 minutes
real fast.
ago.
All right, with its stark, unpretentious design, Craigslist has long evoked an earlier, simpler, perhaps sketchier era of the internet. But now, the site that has maintained a precarious balance between the right and wrong sides of the internet for 25 years is finally stepping into the world of phone apps.
Oh.
It has never had an app,
yeah,
apparently.
There are apps that will allow you to crawl Craigslist, because I've used those before, but I don't think they're native to Craigslist.
Yeah, so Craigslist has been stuck in 1998 for quite a while. I guess my Annie, are you okay, is are you okay with Craigslist in general?
Let's see here.
In general, have you ever had an experience with Craigslist?
Sold a car on Craigslist.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And it went well?
Yeah.
Smooth?
Yeah. Hmm. It was a smooth... I Craigslist is kind of my domain. I like to shop for sales. I don't mind at all buying things used. I think it's a smarter, more resourceful way to do things. It's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps stuff out of landfills, which driving past a landfill coming to and from work every day has really helped shape my opinion on how I can be better at that stuff. I don't think that I'm saving the world
right.
when I make a good decision, but I like to make the good decisions.
Yeah.
I will say that Craigslist gets some bad pub in news stories from time to time.
Why I was asking, because most people think of the bad publicity that Craigslist gets, but I've never had a bad experience other than no-shows, which happens with any used anything site.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Craigslist.
Yeah, you're kind of a hustler.
I don't think I've ever even looked on the website Craigslist.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Craigslist and Drudge List came...
Drudge Report,
mm-hmm. came out and...
Neither one of them have changed.
Don't go change.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like stepping into a time machine and looking at the internet from way back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's true.
In mm-hmm. some ways, though, I don't mind it. The straightforward nature of it.
I kind of love it.
I know actually. How to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Craigslister?
I have Craiglisted before.
Have you migrated to Facebook Marketplace, which is really what's killed
let's
Craigslist.
Talk about that sore subject.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Annie got banned no reason from Facebook Marketplace.
Hearing about this. You keep attempting to appeal too, and they're just like no.
Yeah, and they won't even tell me what I did. Man, that sounded familiar.
Yeah,
they won't even tell me what I did. It's so sad.
Yeah, it's so sad.
YouTube.
I need to figure out how to harmonize with Elizabeth Warren when she does that. I'll work on it. Now, I'm not opposed to Craigslist. I would not meet for a Craigslist purchase without somebody else with me that mm-hmm. looks scarier than me. So like you, Ryan.
Yeah. People say that a lot. Man, you look weird.
You're a really imposing dude.
Yeah, you are tough and you look scary.
Yeah.
You're
you sing father figure to your kid.
You're good looking and neat guy.
Neat.
You mean like orderly?
Neat guy.
You seem really organized.
No, it's hey, that Ryan.
I still
really
don't see
neat.
Donuts.
Man, he's neat.
He's
interesting. I want to set you up with somebody on a blind date. Man, are they interesting?
He's neat.
That's always like, oh, good. That sounds great.
The bee's knees.
All right. I'm setting myself up with this one, too.
Yes.
Uber's sexual assault problem is no secret, but a new safety report voluntarily released by the ride-hailing company on Thursday reveals the shocking extent of the ongoing crisis. In the 84-page self-released report, Uber revealed the company receives thousands of assault and misconduct reports a year.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
Is that just, could, does this imply contact?
That's a good question. I don't know if they say whether it's inappropriate
commentary
rubbing
or
if it's just if it's comments.
You're about to get a timeout, I think.
Oh, man.
But illegal touching.
Well, one of the interesting things too about the whole sexual thing.
I'm putting you straight into timeout.
You can't put me in timeout. I'm doing Annie. Are you okay?
You're in timeout.
It's on pause.
Sir, Gabe, you can speak for this. Okay. Ryan stepped away from the microphone.
Well, one of the interesting things, though, is that the definition of sexual assault has changed recently, right? Mm-hmm. Because people include a lot of things like, you know, basically catcalling or lewd comp or unwanted comments or something like that.
Weirdest music
bed. I know.
Sexual assault. Ryan, welcome back. Sexual harassment and sexual assault, I feel like the contact would be what takes it from one to the other.
Yeah, exactly. But so often it's talked about as the same thing.
Yeah.
So
I think it would be weird to have somebody catcalling you from the front seat.
From the front seat.
Woo! You work out?
That's not what men say to women.
The Peloton commercials they do.
Are you mad about the Peloton commercials?
No. It's a whatever.
It's
like all
a
commercials, it's a dumb commercial.
It's so far to travel. Like, why are we so worked out about it? When it first happened, the Peloton stock went up almost 5%, and then that was, I guess, Tuesday when I saw
it. It dropped
because of the bad press.
And then it went down and down and down, and
although
it's just
I don't know why, because the thing is, the type of people who buy Peloton are basically the people who are in the commercial. It's like, you know, it's like they're pretty, you know, fit looking, and they're, you know, it's like, but they just want to go with that extra. He's like, I'm working out for this next thing, and I'm trying to bike 1,000 miles this year. You know, it's like
somebody who needs to lose, and I'm saying this as somebody who has recently lost over 40 pounds with my slow and 80. Somebody who needs to lose that much weight is not going to go invest $2,300 in a piece of equipment they hope they use. You're going to buy that stuff on Craigslist and you're going to hang clothes on it in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
That's what happens.
I recommend you buy that this June when you can get it for like $100 rather than $2,300.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Peloton is basically a personal spin class machine.
What am I supposed to be okay or not okay with? Uber sexual harassment?
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
No.
Okay. Are you okay with this? At this point, the Twins, the White Sox, and maybe the Yankees are interested in the Giants left-hander Madison Bumgarner.
Here we go.
But the latest player in the rumor mill, the Cardinals.
Yes, I am interested in Mad Bum.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my segment.
That's why I'm asking. That's
you don't
why
get to ask twice. I know. That implies judgment.
Are you really, though? Are you really okay
really?
With sexual harassment?
I have to give Ryan props. Putting this together last minute, it is going well, but we did ask him to do this in 2 seconds.
Unpopular opinions.
That's not the one I thought it was.
$100 million for Madison Bumgarner, though?
But it works.
I didn't even know I had that. I thought it was this
unpopular
one.
Opinions.
And then he comes in with this, what?
I made 2 of them.
I have 2 of them on here.
I like that.
Yes,
one.
I would love Madison Bumgarner here.
It's.
I would love that.
He seems like a pricey addition for somebody.
Wow, you sound like a Cardinals fan.
That's right.
Yes.
Darn right I do.
Spend some money.
No, that's fine. Spend some money.
Not you spend
but don't
money.
Spend,
they spend money.
Don't spend it on Dexter Fowler.
Here's
what I'm afraid that Madison Bumgarner is going to be Dexter Fowler.
Dexter Fowler had a much better year last year. It was getting closer to the Dexter Fowler he should have been when we signed him. With that being said, I don't want to go to Craigslist and try to revive some sort of baseball player that is similar. That was good. We used to do that, but we used to use those people as one fit in one unique. You know, like Larry Walker was one of the best signs that we had.
Sure.
Helped us go through that whole 2004 season and really was the right sign at the right time. He was at the end of his career. It was great. But we could put somebody in there right now that would round out a rotation that has Martinez is supposed to be coming back to be a starter. He hasn't been in the starter's position for a while. And Adam Wainwright, if he comes back and is the Adam Wainwright of even last year, which was amazing. It's good, but there's so many question marks. Put Madison Bumgarner in there.
I'd say just stick with Mikolas or whatever.
Oh, my heavens.
No, he's
Mikolas. It's Miles Mikolas, and it's not Mikolas or whatever he is.
Well, when you read his name every day, it looks like Mikolas.
Hey, Katie,
I know
what
it's Mikolas.
I hate to introduce you to the English language, but there are a lot of words that don't sound the way they look.
Well, I'm in favor of signing him. So who do you think
Ryan?
He prefers to listen to?
Widgeons?
Do we have time for one more? Or no?
Round of applause for a last minute.
Yay. It's good, you know. Yeah.
What's the last
Seriously,
one?
Though.
You've got 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, it's too
You've got
long.
7 seconds.
It's about
to go.
Christmas trees going away and people are preferring artificials.
Oh no, I'm a real treeer.
She's a real treeer.
Yeah. No, I guess we answered that one.
It's actually more sustainable to do it that way anyway.
And you are all about the environment.
I am. Today.
For this second.
Happy Friday. Go to Hardee's. Go to 971talk.com to find out the specific address. Go visit the Dave Glover Show over at Hardee's and support Operation Food Search. See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.